So we hope you guys are having fun.
Is it rainy outside?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can see. So we got this next song. It's called The Park Ranger Story. It's one that our drummer Brian wrote. Actually, hey, let's introduce everybody. Brian, the drummer, Brian Michener.
Hello.
On the kick drum.
just kick drum. We got other people for the other drums. Ryan over there on the guitar and some lead vocals and some backup vocals. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Lucas.
Yeah, he's Lucas on bass and some backup vocals and some lead vocals.
He wishes it was more backup.
Backup.
Okay, Park Ranger Story. This is to all the park rangers out there. In your state parks, there's a man. Out in the campgrounds, there's a man. He watches for fire and he keeps the place clean. Watches for danger on his daily routine. Like a shift supervisor, he's always on the ball. A friend when you're in need, he answers to the call. On the park ranger. In the wood, there's a man. Out in the canyon, there's a man. And he sits in his tower with binoculars in his eyes, waiting for the moment when he uses exercise. But like everywhere you go, there are people who really cool. But the best people I know answer to the call. I'm the Park Ranger. So that song was actually written about someone who used to be in the band. He was a drummer for a while.
And he actually was a park ranger. Probably a better park ranger than drummer. Oh! Don't forget the Midway Cafe. December 8th, Sunday. Matinee show. Doors open at 3. Check us out.
All right. We got about 2 more for you before we are out of time. So we have The Bind. We'd like to thank you guys for listening. We would like to thank WMFO for having us. And I'm just trying not to laugh watching these guys do sign language. right, this is our last one. Thank you, guys.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Hard Task at Hand from What About Naomi, and before that, Interstitial Stitching from the same project. And before that, The Bind played live in Studio D, and now they're here for a live interview, magically through the wall. They just teleported.
It would be strange if we couldn't see you. Be talking to the voice in the ceiling.
That might be a hologram.
It's convincing. It's very convincing.
EMH, like an emergency medical hologram?
I don't know for sure.
We're getting Matrix-y here.
Matrix-y.
So meta.
Oh, thank you guys for having us. It was fun.
Yeah, thanks for playing. Sounded great.
Thank you.
Joel does a great job on the engineering. You guys did a great job playing.
Yeah, it sounded good. It went by in a blur. So
vocals were really like soaring at the end.
Awesome.
It's really nice.
Cool.
Yeah, we got a little epic in there.
Little epic.
It's a good title for the next album. Yeah.
Because that's all it would be at best.
So do you guys have any like shows coming up or anything you want to promote? New albums, new side projects? You're gonna do like Kiss did the solo albums?
Oh, well, we do have a coffin for sale.
A coffin for
sale?
But
just one.
Yeah.
slightly used.
I think I am. I'm
going to
do a solo project.
Oh, it's Halloween. Come on.
Oh, you already did a solo project. That's what broke this up the last time. Yeah. See, so this band, we used to be together a long, long, long time ago, just kind of right out of high school. So it was in the early 2000s, and we played for about 3.5 years together, and then things just kind of, you know, they weren't working. They weren't going anywhere, so we stopped. And after 13 years, we decided to pick it back up and try it again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You sound old.
I am old. Listen to me, whippersnapper.
Technically, the drummer's the youngest one. You're looking the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. Both of you.
So we're just a three-piece. I don't know if that came across when we were playing or
not. Just three of us.
Yeah, there's only three of us.
So all of those trumpets and saxophones that I heard were all just imaginary?
I'm going to guess that was Joel.
Yep.
Did you miss your medication?
Hey, you said you could hear voices before we even got started.
Well, I mean, who can't? You're lying if you say you don't. But we do have a show coming up on December 8th. We were promoting it in there, Midway Cafe. It's a Sunday show.
Oh, yeah,
show.
Midway Cafe is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great place. That's funny that we talk about the solo project. So Brian had a Brian Michener band at one point. I was in it, and we played the Midway Cafe.
Hey, I thought we weren't mentioning other bands.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I promoted another band. Sorry.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. So we did play at the Midway Cafe back then, and then Ryan and I played about, what, a year and a half ago? It was last summer.
Before we started playing again.
Yeah, it was this girl's birthday, and she wanted to do a Ween night, so we learned some Ween songs and went up there. It was pretty fun, actually. And now we're going to play there as The Bind. So that's, December 8th is Sunday, matinee. Doors open at 3. We're going to be playing with our buddies DNA's Evolution, also Rivers Plains, and Medical Maps. Should be a good time.
You were just talking about Madison. So is this going to be like a fun for the entire family, meaning fun for the kids only, one of those things, or is it just people over
I'm not actually sure, to tell you the truth.
Over 18?
I believe it's 21 plus. I think most of the things are there, aren't they?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, usually. So
I don't know why you'd bring your kid to this show. Leave your kids at home.
For inspiration.
What if you don't like your kid and you want to lose him somewhere?
Oh, bar is a place to start.
Hey, I'm going to the bathroom, kid.
Good luck.
Well, now we know how Lucas is going to do it.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, like nobody smokes anymore. They just vape. So they're not going to go, you know, go down to the store for a vape pen and never come back. That's not going to happen.
It was actually weird when we were playing the first go around. I mean, we've been playing since before we were old enough to get into the bars, but you could still smoke. And you could, like, before I'm singing, I'm smoking half a pack of cigarettes waiting to go on. Like, this is crazy.
And then you go three songs in, and all of a sudden everyone disappears.
Yeah, it's changed everything.
Because they were going to get a smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, you play these songs, just like, oh, look at all these people in here. This is great. You turn around, and you're like, wait a minute. Where did they all go?
They're all standing on the sidewalk.
And now nobody can vape because they're all scared.
And that's why some of the clubs now, they don't let anybody go outside, because then like everybody will go outside. Yeah. Everybody's leaving.
I mean, you know, people are always up to shenanigans.
Hijinks.
Who's he, what's it's?
Tomfoolery.
Mischief.
Yeah.
Anymore?
I don't know.
Anymore.
What? Those are all the family-friendly ones that we can do on on Topps Freeform Radio.
You got to use the proper thesaurus here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You are a dinosaur.
Rawr.
Actually, we do have another show. When are we playing New Bedford?
I haven't booked that show yet because our drummer is going to be blessed with a pair of twins in January.
Or February.
Yeah, I'm saying January because that's when I didn't book the show.
That makes sense that a drummer would have twins and, you know, this kind of independence thing.
He's got a full drum set now.
Like, you know, drummers always, they practice to get independent, so, like, might as well have independent offspring.
I already have three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be five total.
Yeah.
By the time I'm done.
Five? That would be complicated, like a drummer with five limbs.
Yeah. You know,
and that's, he's going to be in the living room trying to,
we're gonna be
trying to control everything.
We're
going to
be
like
a circus act.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take us on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Partridge Family. Yeah.
I'd rather be a circus troupe.
They don't know who the Partridge Family is.
No.
Can I drive the bus?
I remember who the
you
Partridge
Family.
Yeah. That's amazing. I think I remember, like, what was that show? Like, it was on TV, and that's all. They had a bus. That was
wasn't it the Partridge? Yeah.
That's all I remember.
There's some mom and some kids.
The manager was creepy.
Yeah, I don't remember any.
There's a redhead.
Any details or facts about it? I think
Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci. Right. Yeah. Danny Bonaducci was on that.
Who?
Now you know who.
Now we sound old.
Yeah.
I wasn't even alive when that show.
No, thank God.
I wasn't either. Nick at Night.
Thank God for TV Land.
Oh yeah. So we do have another show booked at, where is this place? The Square Root.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I heard a lot of.
Yeah, there was a guy came in and he was interviewed earlier, and his band's playing at the Square Root.
Yeah, we played there once.
And I was like, well, I don't know that place, so I think it's probably new. You know?
It's fairly new. It's actually funny. I didn't realize it until we played there the first time. I have locally made guitar amps, other than the one I was talking about earlier, that were made by a guy in Dedham.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in Dedham, the house amps at the Square Root and the sound system at the Square Root was all made by him.
Oh, amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, he walked in, looked around, and went, wait a minute.
And then as soon as the bass cab came up, covered in the same material that I have, I was like, oh, yeah, it's definitely.
I should have brought my other amp.
Oh, what a small world.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that guy, like, goes to that club, and he just, like, wanted it to sound good or something.
Probably not.
Well, no, he's local. I think one of his kids might have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Too. But he
kids, they're always meddling.
Yeah, they talk to a lot of people.
Solving all those crimes.
Oh, wait a minute. Mystery van.
Mystery van?
Is that solving all the crimes? Yeah.
When's the show?
Oh, the show's on January.
This is non-linear promotion.
No. We're just going to hammer this home slowly.
Yeah.
You got to listen the whole time to get all the details.
Always leave them wanting more, you know.
You'll just have to go every
where
weekend.
Where and when is the show? It has to be
I've been at the Square Root
slowly.
Every weekend.
I'm waiting for you guys. I'm waiting. I'm drinking a lot of coffee here. So that's on January 11th. That's a Saturday night. We're going to be playing with Molto Black. We'll start the show at 9. We're playing at 10, The Bind, and Me in Caprice is on at 11.
Which is not you. It's somebody called me.
No, not me. Yeah, no, it's, yeah. You don't want to see Me in Caprice.
Mm-mm.
Every other Sunday.
I knew these guys in college. One guy was named You, and the other guy's name was Me. And I'd be, yeah, you and me were just walking down the hall. And somebody else would say, no, we're right here.
That's like a comedy bit.
Oh, like who's on first?
Yeah, but these were real people.
I know. Maybe the real people were in the other bit, too.
So it must be confusing when he's on the street. And, hey, you! What?
Me,
what?
You.
What?
Well, whenever anybody says my name, I'm like, I always think it's me, and then like, then it's not me, and I'm like, why are you bothering me?
You were bothering me?
Don't encourage him.
Anything encourages him.
Don't do it.
So, yeah, we don't have like an album right now. We're gonna work on something this winter and spring.
We're gonna try to get a single out. We had we have 3 prior recordings that are out of date enough that we never really updated to modern media delivery, music delivery. We never put them on.
They're like on 8-tracks or
we still have the
78s.
We still have the raw tracks from recording them.
We have cassette tapes.
We have cassette tapes. We have CDs that are burned.
Well,
with paper.
Actually, there's some people are getting into like doing. Some young people are getting into doing cassettes again.
Why? That
and just, I don't know why, no, but why? They're doing it.
I did see that Sony is coming out with a 40-year anniversary Walkman.
Why?
I don't know.
I just say let any kid sit down with a 4-track tape recorder and a computer and see which one he's using in 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the cassette recorder.
No.
Just, ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm amazed at all the vinyl you guys have in here. In the other
room. Yeah, sometimes people are like, can we get our pictures taken with the vinyl?
Can I just spread it on the floor?
And we're like, yeah, you can. And they're like, really? Wow, man.
Have you ever had somebody that sees like the clear or like one of the like orange records and they're just like, oh my God, what is this?
Oh, like acrylic see-through?
Well, yeah, but they're not acrylic.
No, I don't know.
But they do have some like really rare pressings that are like translucent colors.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, radio stations, they get all that stuff for free. People just, you know, mail it. Now it's all like CDs, and now, it's not CDs anymore that much. Like some people do, but like the rest of them, they like email.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you guys get, files now?
Just
links and files to everything?
Yeah, so it's just like, you know.
But you do have the turntable. Well, is all this stuff in the computer?
Or... A lot of it is, like, we have some people associated with the show that they'll take all the local stuff and they put it in Rivendell, that's what it's called. That's the...
the drive, right?
Well, it's like a whole... It's this whole
thing. It's like its own
thing
network server sort of thing.
It runs, like, the whole radio station if you want to. You can just turn it on to do, like, automated radio.
Gotcha.
Taking everyone's jabs.
Especially yours.
Well, actually, we only use it when there's nobody in the studio because it's a student station.
Yeah, autopilot.
And some students, they just don't want to do a show at like 3:30 in the morning. I don't know why.
It's a dedication.
Of them do.
I got to work 2 jobs tomorrow. He's got to.
You got to love it.
Lucas is going to chase kids around all day.
Yep.
Stay-at-home dad.
Oh, you sound a little bitter.
Man.
I'm not.
Yeah, after 5, you're not going to be.
Going to work.
Can I just stay here?
I'm not going to have a choice. I'm going to have to go to work.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many times you can mow the same lawn.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you just mow that? But I missed a spot.
The neighbors get mad when you're out there every other day.
You would think with all the help, I wouldn't have to mow my own lawn.
And yet.
With all these people there. Mm-hmm. But they like watching me do it. Oh, look at him go. Is he going to die? It looks like he's going to die out there.
All right, so let's remind folks of the shows.
December 8th, Midway Cafe. Doors open at 3.
Sunday matinee.
And then January 11th at the Square Root. Doors open at 8.
We go on at 10.
But there's two other bands will be there all night.
Yeah, so get there early.
Yeah. Support local music, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. The Bind.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Here's your love.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Blowing, pulling us apart. storm in our life on the way. I can see it in the setting sun. It's between you and I, it's a moment away. You're beyond the horizon.